That's pretty good, guys.
Dude, we're back.
That was a really good one.
You'll never explain what you're saying.
You'll never access this podcast again.
This podcast won't be available online.
Don't look for it.
Oh, God.
Smoking pot.
This is the last lost episode of Hawaiian Feeling.
Smoking pot.
Yeah.
This is one of the thickest episodes of this episode we have available. We have Adam.
Whoa.
I just watched him eat at Maxwell Street Polish.
Hey, he's a crybaby and a half, but hey, I'm not complaining.
Hey, he's born for the slopes, but bred on the ropes.
Damn, that's probably true. Man, but who was born for the jokes but lives for the tokes? We have Evan Lauren. Yes.
I wanted that to be me.
Yeah, you wanted that to be you, dog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Born for the tokes.
I already said what I feel about you right now.
One time he asked me to do his hair into a braid, but and then I got high.
He had great expectations of tomorrow's promise, but then he got high.
Evan's high for this episode, guys.
We got Johnny.
Oh.
He's been on cloud nine since the beginning.
He's high and he's bi.
I found one of his teeth in the bathroom and he swore it wasn't his.
It's not mine.
Even though I had scrawled in it, Johnny.
I engraved my name into all my teeth.
One more.
And who else do we have?
It's kind of like a T-minus situation.
T-minus tone. Teeth minus. I have one.
I thought you were going to go tone. Nine.
Oh, yeah. We have one more guy here.
Teeth minus.
Anthony.
Hello.
Anthony. Anthony's on film today. He's only been on film today.
Every moment has been on film.
He was on weed, but now he's on film. And I took a look at his knees earlier. And I can't even
see him.
Can't actually remember the experience.
He was born in the beat, and he lives to
eat like a
run
freak.
Around.
I live to run around. Yeah, is that the truth?
I live to eat like a freak.
Listeners, what do you live for? Comment on hoolagarbage.com. Leave us a review on iTunes.
What do you live for? Anthony, what do you live for?
What do I live for?
Yeah, what do you look for in a life?
It's got a rhyme, too.
Fucking cloud
we're
rap.
Trying to give back to our listeners. Anthony, what do you live for?
It's got a rhyme.
With what?
I live for today, man. Specifically today. I had a great day.
Didn't rhyme.
Great and day kind of rhyme.
What is it supposed to rhyme with? Live?
Whatever you want.
I live for...
You have to rhyme with yourself.
Oh.
Damn.
I live for Madam.
Adam.
Madam Bovary?
That was awesome.
Damn. Thanks, man. So I was smoking pot and totally tried, like, burned it myself.
Oh, no.
You burned pot yourself?
I was smoking pot earlier and made me so mad. I got in a huge fight. And
oh!
Yeah.
Made you really mad?
Yeah, I always.
Suffice
weed,
it to say,
weed
I
makes
won.
You violent. That's what you want to say, right?
What?
Marijuana makes you violent?
Marijuana does make you violent.
That's fine. It's a fact. It's cool because I don't lose.
Damn, I will always fight and I'll always win.
I won.
I've never lost.
I burned a CD recently that just said Weedy Treats.
Weedy Treats.
It was like good, I don't know, chilled hookah music.
Adam just turned off a light. What's going on?
What's that about?
I'm dimming the lights a little bit because I want to listen to some Dream Theater.
Oh, that's a good idea. I can help.
Thanks.
Can you guys all sing?
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Hawaiian, everyone, we
dude, this is so
all
sick.
Off in this room. Now it's Hawaiian feeling at nighttime.
Yeah, Hawaiian feline
Hawaiian
nocturnal.
Ito's actually nocturnal edition, sours.
It's like cosmic bowling, but the only blacklight is from Anthony's phone.
And I'm also a cosmic boner.
Anthony, can you give me a classic Anthony Sanders? This is Hawaiian feeling after dark.
Hawaiian feeling. After dark.
There it is.
Can you give us more of like a new age to turning the tables Hawaiian feeling after dark?
Yeah, check
flip
us
the
out.
Script on us.
Hawaiian now feeling. Now nobody can see Adam.
After dark.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that's pretty sick. It's really funny we're doing this because Adam and I were just in the car. And we were talking about...
Is this why we're doing this?
Yeah, because we were in the car. No, we were talking about how sick it would be to have a morning podcast.
Ooh, yeah. Well, this doesn't have anything to do with the morning podcast, turning off the lights.
But this is just like late night podcasting.
Yeah. Yeah, I had an idea because I couldn't find a good podcast to listen to in the morning. Because, you know, like there are shows like Morning Joe, but like I don't want to watch that.
Right.
It'd be sick if there was a podcast to listen to in the morning where it's like kind of funny, talks about current events, and it's my sensibility as a Pepsi guy.
It's got to be a Pepsi podcast.
Does it have to be sponsored by Pepsi?
No, it just has to have the same sensibility that me and Pepsi share.
It's got to have a real juicy feel to it.
Hot.
Really cool that you see
what
all
podcasts
through a Pepsi lens.
Your mic is fucking up,
we
dude.
We got a tech problem.
Ooh, do we have to do a tech break in the dark?
Oh, this fucking sucks.
Anthony, make some noise.
Who's Mike? My mic?
Yeah. Yes.
Who is Mike?
Is it better now?
Yeah.
Is it actually?
Yeah, it's 100% okay.
Okay.
Whenever you move it, wait, sit. Talk again.
Crack.
Yeah, that's bad. Move it back up a little bit.
Wrap your cable over the... No, like, yeah, that way. Over the... Over the nut. Over the,
I don't know.
Yeah, put it over the nut.
Hey, fuckers. Is this good?
Hey, fuckers.
No.
It's all right.
It's pretty bad.
It's all right.
Try
what
that.
About now, fuckers?
Talk more.
Hey, fuckers.
Sounds good.
Can't wait.
Hey, wait, guys. How do I sound when I say this? It's a smooth world, and I have enough to prove.
Sound great over here.
Thanks.
That's really cool.
But does it sound, like, hot when I say that? Like, if I said that to you, would you want to go on a date with me?
Pretty slick.
I have enough to prove.
Adam was telling me some really cool dating shit in the car. Not dating stuff, but just like flirting stuff.
Yeah,
when he was single.
When I was single in college, I liked to try and get girls to subscribe to Pens and Things instead of getting their numbers.
That was his old podcast.
Yeah, that was my first podcast.
Yeah,
what was it
that's
about?
All. Anthony made me say that.
Did you ever say the words "Hey, baby"?
Hey, fucker. I mean, baby.
I mean, fuck.
I would say, well, pleased to meet you.
What would you say is the most
flirtatious thing you could possibly say to someone?
Well, no, I'm answer that question in a second. But what do you think is the most Pepsi-oriented podcast you've had?
That I've had?
Yeah. That you've hosted.
Oh.
Probably this one.
You can't answer
it could
that.
Be like Hawaiian feeling.
You think so?
Versus Pilot Season.
Pilot Caesar.
Hawaiian Feeling is the only one that doesn't start with a P.
That's true. I think probably Hawaiian Feeling because it's like a bigger group of guys. And like when you're in a big social situation as like a young man
you
often
Pepsi.
Is, you know, you just want to...
This is
Pepsi.
Certainly a bigger situation.
Yeah.
As far as situations go.
There's a lot more at stake in Hawaii.
The hosts are further from each other than Pilot Season because we're not right across the table like me and Charlie were.
I'm going to go ahead and posit that maybe we're darker right now than Pilot Season
that's
ever
true.
Was.
This is a really dark episode. So, like, fuck it. It doesn't matter.
God damn. I like it. This is a deeply strange vibe. I don't know, guys.
Yeah, I disagree.
I do like the idea of morning podcasting, though.
Right? I think nice show, a podcast to put on the morning. Because the thing is, you look at like WGN Morning News and like they're not funny. They suck.
I won't look at that.
Yeah. You look
we
at.
We just have a lot of sounds of slurping stuff.
Yeah.
Hot beverages.
We can talk about. Just coffee and how hilarious it is.
Don't mention coffee after my interview, dog. I can't hear about coffee ever again.
Yeah, Anthony.
I will say, you have to talk about the news on a morning podcast. That's part of it. You do want your current events. But, yeah, do you want to talk about your stupid thing?
Yeah, well, what is this? What is this stupid shit you want to tell us right now?
It was
stupid, right? Like, I'm not wrong. It's not stupid to talk about it, but it was, like, a stupid experience.
I thought you were making fun of me.
No, like, would you not describe that as, like, that was stupid?
It was definitely one of the stupidest things that has ever
happened. All right,
what was it? Did I not tell you about this, Adam?
You told me about it, I think. The coffee interview?
Yeah, I'll try and keep it
brief. He was interviewed by a cup of coffee. It was fucking stupid.
And it was way too hot, and it burned him.
Yeah. I don't know. Telling the whole story... It's really stupid, but I'll try and condense it with all the good details. For the listeners, I've never had a job working in food service, but my resume is pretty fucked.
I've had a job working in dude service.
That's really sick. Yeah, I've never had a job working in food service. I just kind of have a wacky resume with a lot of like different types of things on it. And up until today, I was looking for a job and I got kind of scared and desperate because like I'm doing okay now, but in the upcoming months, I'll be doing less okay. I'll kind of be in a similar position I was last time. A little better, but you know, whatever. I want to prepare. Anyway, a friend of mine is just like, hey, I manage at a coffee place called Plain Air in Hyde Park. For the listeners that don't know what
Jane Air?
Oh, God, if that's what that pun is.
Kind of the same thing.
It's, well, Jane Eyre worked there. Yeah.
Did she work hard or hardly work?
Nice.
Jane Eyre doesn't even fucking work. I tried it. No go.
Jane Eyre doesn't work.
I tried to read that book and it didn't work at all.
It's a broken book.
This book is broken.
Broken.
Whoops.
It was smoking pot.
Broken pot.
Are you a smoker? Yeah.
So you showed up high as a kite to this interview.
I'm blown away by my own highness.
Oh, your highness.
Your highness.
I was a real slanger.
Queen Elizabeth really blows me away.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. My little plaything was there. So it was fucking sick. Yeah, I get there and I am like already like, this place is full of fucking nerds.
Yeah, who don't smoke.
Yeah, they definitely don't smoke, and they definitely don't even fucking skate.
Not even fucking funny. Nobody was funny down there.
That's an actual thought I had.
They probably don't even vote.
I bet. I hope
so. Go to a new neighbor and be like, nobody here is funny.
Yeah, everyone in Hyde Park is deeply unfunny.
Did you Sufi them?
Yeah, dude.
When you say Sufi, I think you're saying like Sufjan.
Dude, I Sufied and I roofied.
Like the sect of Islam.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying Sunni. Or Sufjan
Sony.
You're saying Sony.
Yeah, guys, Sufi got hacked.
Sufi got hacked.
The North Koreans hacked the super finger.
Sufjan got hacked.
Sufjan, dude, the whole reason his album's out early is because he got hacked.
Camp David. I Sufied Camp David the other night.
You don't say that.
Yeah.
You can't say that on air, on plain air.
Shit, guys, I know where Camp David is, and I gave it the super finger.
Well, my middle name is David, so I would probably know where it is.
Nice, and you're like a real campy guy. You're so cheesy.
I love camping. I'm a campy guy. I'm very cheesy.
Anywhere Johnny goes is technically Camp David.
It's true. I'm in Bugatti right now.
I don't know how true that is.
Camp David.
J. David.
I'm always living in Camp David because I am Camp David.
Everywhere you are.
This perspective rules.
Adam. Guess what? Are you my friend? Then you're in Camp David.
Wow.
Guess what? Are you my friend?
Welcome to Camp Adam.
What is that guessing? Guess what? Are you my friend?
Camp AJB. Okay, so some people support Edward. Some people like the werewolf. I'm Camp AJB.
Adam.
What was the name of the werewolf?
Adam Just Bosarge.
What?
Werewolf.
Like Taylor Lautner?
Yeah, but his name. Werewolf. Was like Camp
Edward. Probably fucker.
Team Edward. Team
Jacob.
Willis.
Oh, Team Jacob. Jacob,
yeah,
actually.
But you could also say like Camp Edward.
Team Willis Tower.
Team Camp Edward.
Remember that sick shot of the Willis Tower in Twilight?
Team Willis Tower or Team John Hancock Center? What is it?
Nice. You can actually see both of those from Alaska.
Yeah, I know. I've been there.
Oh.
At the towers, rather.
At Camp David.
All right, sorry. Anthony, continue your story.
No, it's fine. It's not even that good.
No one was funny.
It is a good story. I like it.
No one was funny.
No one was splendid.
I get there, and I realize it's truly just a bunch of fucking nerds, and I'm just, like, unhappy. And, like, the cafe looks like a cutesy, like, college cafe, but, like, everyone there's a nerd.
Everyone's in zoot suits.
Everyone was in zoot suits from Zoomies. And wearing Zoo York
shirts.
Cool skating suits.
Everyone wouldn't stop saying bottoms up.
Bottoms up. They all had tattoos that on their right arm that said bottoms
up.
They
would grab their cup and say bottoms up and drink their coffee.
They're all stupid and insane.
They're like, we need it.
A macchiato moment.
But their collective IQ is probably pretty high.
Yeah, dude.
It's probably higher
probably absorbed the world as they saw it.
Their collective IQ is probably higher than any of their individual IQs.
Or
safe to say.
A CEO. ladies and gentlemen, what is it, Qualcomm?
Yeah.
Qualcomm. Look up the Qualcomm Bourne Mobile.
Just look up Qualcomm 2013 CES keynote. It's the most insane thing you'll watch.
Or a CEO.
All right, so what else happened?
What are you trying to figure out, Adam?
What happened once you got to the nerdy cafe?
I got to the nerdy, shitty cafe.
When nobody votes.
Nobody likes, nobody has boats.
And no one's funny. Nobody has boats. I was taken outside. My boats had arrived just recently.
Did not bode well.
Yeah, but I just arrived. And, wait, no, I was taken outside. And it was really nice weather. And I was like, oh, God, this is going to be a really chill interview. I may not want this job, but I'll be a shoe-in because my friend is the manager. And then my friend, the manager, was just like, hold on, the owner's going to be out here real quick. And I was like, Thank, who's the owner? And lady comes out with a huge fucking dong. No, it was a bad joke.
I have a really good idea real quick.
No, that went really well.
This is how you could have gotten.
Could you guys take part? Evan, that joke was incredible.
Great. Do you want to sign him?
Well, I want to sign him as a stand-up comedian.
Guys, okay. You haven't even heard the best joke.
What?
So
we're having a meeting here.
You say to the woman,
how did this guy get in here?
I know how your business can really skyrocket.
Security,
you say,
please
rename the business to Justice Java, and the slogan, justice will be served.
All right, security.
Security, get this guy out of here.
Get this clown out of my sight.
Hello, this is security. I'm taking you out of here.
I worked for 9 hours on that joke.
Yeah, well, nine
letter
hours.
Letter by letter.
You're going to spend 9 hours in jail.
Thank you, security.
Maybe even more.
I'm feeling in the at
glad
midnight.
I'm not in that guy's boots.
Yeah. This is...
Because I'd be shaking my boots.
I'd be shaking my boobs over those boots.
Shaking in my boots right now, just looking at that security guy.
So
there's a big security guy.
Yeah.
So you're up for this job at Justice Java.
So she came out.
Justice Java. Yeah, job.
This lady comes out named Sue.
Fionn.
Sufi. The super finger.
Was it Suki from Gilmore Girls? She worked at a coffee place, right?
You better believe it, baby.
Do you actually know if Suki worked at a... I think she did.
Sukers.
But this monfrere comes out. This woman named Sue. She makes a point immediately about, like, how she's not professional and, like, isn't uptight. And she calls my friend Christine an asshole right in front of me. She's like, move over, asshole. And,
How old was she?
God, she looked like she was in her either, like...
ancient.
Early 30s or a million years old. And
one of the other.
Okay. She was a fairy tale.
She's trying to impress you.
Yeah, or insane. Point is, gave her the super finger, left. That's the end of the story. But she was just like, move over, asshole. And then she's like not looking at me, brushing her hair, and she's just like, hey, how was it getting here? Hey, is that Matt's car? Did he get in an accident? Oh my God, that fucking sucks. Anyway.
This is like when you're trying to like talk to her.
Yeah, I'm trying to talk to her about shit.
That's me.
Yeah.
So she's literally like, you're trying to talk to her, and she's just like ignoring you and like saying, hey, is that Matt's car?
Yeah, just like that. And I'm like, ugh, this sucks.
Yeah, it's part of the...
Hey, man, she's just down for anything.
It's part of the interview.
For whatever, so...
That's my kind of fucking gal.
That question was part of the interview, though.
Yeah,
she is that... to know whether you knew that was Matt's car.
yes, that is... No, wait, that's not Matt.
Fuck.
Is that Matt's car?
Fuck.
So Suki St. James from Gilmore Girls was actually the chef at the Independence Inn. So they probably did serve coffee, but
damn.
All right.
Damn.
Independence Inn.
Continue.
I don't know. Long story short, like, turns out that everything my friend told me about getting the job was wrong and that I actually needed a ton of experience. And she was just like, yeah, I'm going to be completely honest with you. It's a daunting idea to hire you right now with all the training and like proceeded to talk about other places that were hiring right in front of me. It was just like, not saying we're not going to hire you right now. Like, I'm not saying that. Chris, do you have any questions? Like, talking to the other person, my friend, and my other person didn't really know what to do. It was just like, are you a coffee or tea person? I was like,
what'd you say?
I said coffee. I was lying.
Damn. Papa Joe.
Oh, but also, this is so funny. She took my resume. I was like, can I write on this? I was like, yeah, you can write on it. It's fine. It's your copy. And she just, like, I'm trying to talk to her about my experience, and she's very clearly not listening to me. And then she just goes, are you a morning person? I'm like, yes. And she just writes down morning person, and that's all she wrote for the interview.
That's all she wrote.
And that's all she wrote.
Boom.
Bring him back.
Yeah, and then, like...
Then it all just came back around.
It was just such a horrible experience. Spencer picked me up, and I just went in Spencer's car and just screamed because it was the worst interview I've ever had.
Dang, that sounds fucked up.
It was fucked up. And then they offered me a busboy position instead, and I was just like, I'm not doing this.
Like a bus down.
Offer him a bus man position.
You could have been on a bus.
Yeah, what if it was just a position driving a bus?
With the CTA?
Yeah.
That'd be cool. You could do what they all do and, like, put a bag of, like, drinks in a, like, out, stick it out the window so it stays cold.
We're not going to hire you for the barista position, but we are going to hire you for the CTA position.
we hire for CTA as well. We're a shitty little cafe, but we also have deep connections with the CTA.
I didn't tell you this during the interview. The reason I asked you that question about Mike's car, we staff for the CTA.
Yeah, dude, that interview.
Matt's car is
you passed
the bus.
Which is like pointing to a bus. Which hey, is that Matt's car?
No, that's a bus.
Cool, you're hired.
Bus that you're gonna drive. You're hired.
Oh, that's
a bus. Cool, you pass. You're
and
on.
Your bus route is a million miles a day. So sorry,
any million miles.
Here's a question I'll ask you guys.
All right,
I would say that's my worst interview.
Hey, shoot.
Adam, I know you've had some job interviews, right?
Yeah.
And then you guys must have in some way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
What is the worst or, like, weirdest getting a job thing you can think of that has happened to you? Whether it was an interview or, like, just the process of getting a job.
Well, I tried to become a child soldier, and they made me kill my brother.
That can't be true.
It's true, guys. It's true.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, I didn't do it. I wouldn't kill him, so I didn't become a soldier.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's how I became a lover.
Are you a small soldier?
I'm not a fighter. I'm not a fighter. I'm not a small soldier. I'm a lover.
I'm not a small soldier.
The way you said it, I'm not a small soldier. I'm a lover.
You're like Sylvester Stallone.
Listen, I am not a small soldier. I'm a lover.
Real quick, when's the last
FYI.
Time? When's the last time you watched the ending of Small Soldiers?
Never.
No, I have. I've seen that movie once.
It's
maybe
great, within
dude.
3 years.
One of the main small soldiers.
One of the small soldiers.
That's a movie about like
they
toy army
die.
Men, right?
Yeah. They all die, right? Don't the Gorgonauts live?
It was like a more like subversive, like kind of like teenage.
Was that by the same people who did Ants?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Well, you got a suppose all over me,
who
man.
Who was in Small Soldiers?
Kirsten Dunst.
Like Tin Allen.
Phil Hartman. Phil Hartman was in it.
Really?
Is that true?
Yeah. My favorite line from that movie is he's sitting there watching TV about World War II, and he goes, I think World War II was my favorite war.
I only know Phil Hartman from
The Funeral.
Uh-oh.
Who the heck?
It can't be me. I'm here.
We got a doorbell.
We got a ciabatta emergency. We don't have any.
I can only think of Phil Hartman as his role in Jingle All the Way.
Oh, yeah?
Me too.
Which is one of my favorite Christmas movies.
Yeah, me too.
It is so insane.
Guys, what about It's a Wonderful Life?
Oh, that's my number one.
Come on.
Guys,
what about
Elf?
Christmas Classic.
No, Christmas with the Cranks.
What's your favorite Christmas classic?
Is the Christmas classic a horse race?
On Christmas.
Right. What's your...
snowy, cold...
Kid. Evan, what was your worst job interview?
I don't know. I haven't had a bad... I'm okay at interviewing. I've never felt great about an interview, but I've never felt bad about one either. I've never had, like, a bad experience interview. They've all just been kind of... typical and average.
I've never had an interview where like it went really shitty and it's just like, oh, I blew it.
Right.
But I did have an interview once. The stupidest interview I ever did and the weirdest was in high school. Not high school, like freshman year of college for those like stand on the street trying to get people to sign up for charities. And
oh, this is the job our friend had as well. Right?
Yeah, a bunch of people have this job when they're little children. But the interview was just like in their apartment, and when I like went, like we were all sitting in the kitchen, and then we went into another room for like smaller one-on-one stuff, and I had to like sit on their bed. It was really stupid.
Oh,
very strange. Okay.
Yeah. It didn't feel very professional.
Oh, this is where you're sitting in the guy's bed?
I think.
Yeah.
I'm professional.
I hope so.
I'm more like fly by the seat of my pants, fly by night, 2112.
Hey, me too, but I fly by the rules.
nice.
What about you, John?
I'm trying to think of job interviews that I've had. I haven't had any like really bad interviews.
Have any of them asked you like really personal questions?
Actually, no.
About
when
your
I was
wiener?
In college, I was trying to get an internship at Lockheed Martin.
Cool.
And
as a sharpshooter.
I can't remember. I don't think I had an in-person
as
interview
an
there.
I'm an archer at Lockheed Martin.
I'm a smith. I'm a blacksmith.
Looking back, I'm really glad I didn't get a job at Lockheed Martin because that probably would have turned into my career. And I'm glad I'm not working for a defense contractor.
Yeah.
Damn.
Fucking way she
I had a phone interview. I really can't remember how it went. But I didn't get the job. Mm. That was when I was like 19.
I feel that.
But I haven't actually had a job interview in like 3.5 years now. I've had the same job for that long.
Same you gotta duty. Be shitting me.
Whoa.
You know, you gotta be shitting me, pal.
Yeah, you shitting
Would
me.
You shut up?
When I was 19, God. I had to get go through an interview process to find out if I could turn 20.
Oh my
fucking
god.
Sucked.
Or
and I was like, I don't feel
CEO.
Like a
CEO. I had an interview for the position of
luckily I got
developer,
20, not CEO.
Or a CEO.
We gotta stop doing that.
Or a CEO.
Yeah, so it was like you can either be 20 or a CEO who's 19 forever, and I was like, please let me be 20.
I think the CEO's 19 forever. What if you were a 19-year-old CEO?
I'm sure there are plenty that are like CEOs of their like Pokemon card selling companies.
I'm the CEO of my tape label.
Yeah, my distro. Yeah, my distro is not doing well.
Wait, I love that concept of a distro that's doing very badly.
How's your distro
it's
doing?
Not dude? Doing good.
Not like good.
Your Linux distro?
No, oh, man.
Yeah, my Unix distro. I'm trying to remember all those goofy different versions of Linux. There's a fun image online you can look at, like all like the tree of what they all come from. It's fun.
It's good fun.
Yeah,
it's like a tree.
It sounds really fun.
You can't understand it till you see it.
I think
find that to be like most trees.
I think we should talk about what what our intern Allison alerted us all to today.
Oh yeah,
Paula.
Paula.
Which is that the divorce between Robin
the
Frick
album
and
didn't
Paula
work.
I was so excited when she first linked it and I saw it and I started reading the headline and it was like,
Robin
it's official,
Paula.
Robin Thicke and Paula. And I was like, oh my God, are they back together? And then it was just their divorce. And I was like, nice. Oh, I kind of already, I thought they were.
It's final.
Oh, nah. By the way, Molly is sort of here.
I'm kind of here.
Yeah.
Hey, Molly.
Just wanted to say, in case Molly, you hear like Molly gasp or laugh.
It's true because it's so dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't.
All of us are sort of here when we're invisible.
That's right.
I'm
how to disappear completely.
Oh.
Someone hum it.
That was pretty cool. Sounded really weird in headphones.
Did I do it in the right key?
Yeah, you did.
Sick.
Like auto-tune.
Are you doing the strings in the right at the beginning?
Yeah, and in the background.
Can you do that note again?
I'll do the ride.
This is cool.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
We're really good.
Yeah. What a bummer about Robin and Paula.
Yeah.
That's for the kids, especially.
We remember when we went around and we decided if this if no wait was Adam? Were you Paula?
I was Paula.
We were like, would you?
Because I hadn't listened to the album.
Would you take us back, given our review?
I don't remember what Paula said.
She said no.
Did she?
You definitely said no.
I don't think
well, Paula. You said no, and Paula got the divorce.
That's how you know it was really Paula.
She probably heard Living in New York City, and she was like, this is like a bullshit filler track.
Yeah, as far as
yeah, what if she's like very heavily musically critiquing the record, and that's why they divorced?
You know what? She never even acknowledged, like, I think she was asked about it and never offered anybody an acknowledgement of the album's existence.
I bet she never listened to it. If I were Paula, I probably wouldn't want to listen to it.
Yeah, that's true. That'd be kind of like a horrible, like, why would you? It would take like 40 minutes, and you probably would hate it all.
I'm living in New York City. I feel like it would probably be like emotionally manipulative. Somebody wrote an entire album trying to get me back.
No,
probably not.
Yeah, it sounds fine.
Okay. Sounds kind of nice.
Yeah, what a nice move. Robin Thicke is seriously like a nice guy. Plus, like, and I don't know why he finishes
nice
last.
Guy TM.
Plus, like, it's so fucking easy to make an album. Like, if someone wanted me back and they didn't make me an album, I'd be like, what are you even fucking doing?
Yeah, pansy grand.
Robin Thicke is pissed because I put him in the friend zone.
Yeah, dude, I love the idea that they were actually never together. Paula and Robin Thicke, and then the album is just about him getting friend zoned.
She was just like, I don't know what everyone's freaking out about. I never said we were dating. Yeah. I never said we were married.
Dude, that's the ultimate
friend zone. He assumed that those kids were his. Did they have kids? I don't know.
Bad month.
Yeah, that little fucker.
I had some really bad creme de menthe.
What could you possibly mean by that?
That drink? I don't know.
Oh.
They drink it in 28
jug of something right
28
there, man.
Days later.
What you got there?
Arnold Palmer.
Sorry, the big boy.
Big boys talk like that.
Give me a big bowl. Pies. We got to watch that movie,
ice
please.
Cream. Yeah, we got to watch it. Giggly.
If you guys have seen Geely, do not spoil it in the iTunes comments.
John Wayne Giggly.
Hit me up, but don't spoil it for me. God.
Right. If you're hearing this, write Geely in the comments.
Yeah, go to littlegarbage.com, write Geely.
That's actually a good question.
If you write Geely in the comments, we'll give you a special secret surprise.
And something really good will happen in school tomorrow.
If you're in school, something good will happen.
Your crush will say hi to you.
Is anybody out there?
Your dad.
Can anyone hear this?
Your dad's best friend will come down and say, you're good, kid.
Nothing personal, kid.
Who's your guys' dad's best friend?
Oh, this is actually great.
Oh, yeah.
So my dad doesn't really have any friends. Evan, do you know where I'm going with this? Yeah. You actually do?
You've told me this before.
Okay. My dad's...
She's talking about her dad's best friend.
Shut up, man. My dad, Jay Benton Sanders. Look him up.
Hi, Jay.
Yeah. Hi.
Nice job with Anthony.
Hi.
Thanks for making me. You're making me crazy.
My dad's only real friends are like friends from his work. And my dad plays basketball with them, and they all give each other like nicknames.
Noogies?
Basketball?
My dad's called Jaybird.
Jaybird.
But the best is my dad's like main dude at work is this guy named Rob, but everyone calls him the show.
Unbelievable.
I was first introduced to him as the show.
Why?
That's nice.
Because when he played basketball, he'd do like fancy moves.
The show.
And then that's a flashy guy.
A nickname you could choose.
When's the last time you hung out or saw the show?
Oh, he came to an island show one time.
Nice.
Yeah.
Really? My dad's best friend is so flashy.
I remember I was at a show where a bunch of your parents' friends were there. Was that show?
A lot of them might have been like my mom's friends from school.
Your parents' friends kind of come to a lot of shows.
Your mom's in high school?
Well, they like the band.
Yeah.
It's got to the point where, like, my mom and dad stop asking them to come, and they just go, which is actually sick.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if I was their age, what else do I got to lose? My kids?
Wow.
Man. I went to an island show, and I lost my kids.
Yeah. Well, it's easier to lose your kids in the pit. Nothing personal, kid.
I lose my shit in the pit.
I took a shit in the pit.
Adam, who's your dad's best friend?
What's your dad's name again?
Well, I kind of forgot because I got pitted.
Arpod?
I was smoking pot. My dad's middle name is Arpod.
Arpod.
It's a Hungarian middle name. His mom is Hungarian. His mom is my grandma.
Wait, what?
I don't really know who my dad's best friend is. Pat Garibay?
Patty.
Tommy Hilfiger?
Sounds like a good guess.
He was friends with Pat Garibay. He's friends with, he moved. I don't know. He's like really good friends with his brothers.
Is your dad friends with any of your friends' dads?
Is your dad friend zone?
Not really. He was friends with some of my brother's friends' dads.
Yeah.
But, like, I didn't really do any extracurricular activities.
Yeah.
My brother played soccer. It's like podcasting. He was friends with those dads. Yeah. So, yeah, he's friends with all my, like, podcast hosts' dads and stuff. Like,
friends with my dad.
Pat, shouts out to Pat Garibay. I'm pretty sure my dad is your friend.
I should also say shouts out to the show.
Rob, the show.
Yeah, friends of the show.
Man, that's cool.
We are friends of the show.
Anthony, I like to think I'm friends with your dad.
Would you say that?
I think so.
Well, they've hung out.
Yeah, I want to believe that.
Yeah.
Friendship with my dad is a complicated one.
Yeah. I like to think I'm becoming friends with your dad.
My dad have a strong first impression of you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
He says he likes you.
He thought you were strong.
I think you are becoming friends of your dad, too.
I think so, yeah.
I've met your dad twice now.
Yeah.
John.
Damn, that's basically friends.
Yeah.
Two meetings?
Johnny, take that. It's easy to be friends with his dad. His dad isn't as exclusive.
Damn. My dad's best friend was this guy named Mark. Or is this guy named Mark
Jeschke?
Mark Jeschke. No.
Sorry, Mark.
This guy
I'm
named
not sorry.
Mark Cantwell.
Oh, dang. Shit.
And I would always call him Mark Man when I was a kid.
Mark Man.
And like, wow, apparently,
you meant Marksman.
He became the Mark Man. And apparently, when I was like a very small child, I gave him that nickname because I couldn't say his name without saying man behind it. He was like a very manly looking guy.
You just call everybody man?
He was also like this, like,
that's how he became
like
a
super
superhero?
Like, bluesy. Like, he's like a blues guitarist.
Oh, he wore cool hats.
He wears cool hats. And every time I would answer the phone and he was calling my dad, he would just be like, Johnny! And I'd be like, hey, Mark Man. He's like, how you doing?
That was your regular Mark Man.
Well, this was a guy who smoked many cigarettes every day of his life.
Mark Man.
So, like, he had, like, the most gravelly voice. And he would just call up and be like, Johnny!
Hey, Mark Man.
Ooh, poor Mark.
Very nice guy.
Hey, Crab Man.
The first guitar I ever played was his guitar. He brought it over and hung out with my dad. They played guitar.
Was it like a first act? First act guitar?
I think it was a Guild or a Gretsch.
Oh, boy.
But yeah.
Evan, what about your dad's best friend?
I don't know if he has one.
Can't say your stepmom.
That's cheating.
Yeah, should it be wives?
yeah.
Who are our dad's wives?
Well, my dad's wife.
Well, my dad's current wife.
My mom.
My dad's best friend is my mom.
My dad's also really good friends with all like his coaching buddies because he coaches a lot of sports.
Or a CEO.
It's pretty good.
I don't know. My dad has like a circle of
friends.
Female, just kind of like. So I would say,
hey, popular pays.
If I had to pick a top three, it would probably be Dave Hoover, Dave Dillon,
Dave what? Hoover, Dave Dillon. Yeah.
Camp David over here.
Then, somebody's name is Dave Dillon.
Their friend circle is Camp David. And then maybe Larry Shover would be the third
and
one.
Arnold Sports.
Larry,
shouts out.
Larry Fishbird.
Larry, what do you do for a living?
Larry Fishbird?
He's a stock trader.
He's a stock trader or
damn
CEO. Well, now that we've covered all our dad's best friends.
And Molly, who's your dad's best friend?
Oh, yeah.
My dad's best friend is probably our longtime neighbor. So I've, like, lived in the same house my whole life. Mm. Like, obviously, not including college and, like, now. But, like, we've grown up in the same house. And we've had the same neighbors that whole time. Mm-hmm. And it's just this guy named Terry.
Terry.
And
Cruz.
Terrence.
Cruz. He's just the funniest guy.
We should get him on the podcast.
He's pretty. Oh, he would love that.
Be on a podcast.
I mean, like,
let's get Terry in the studio.
I'll go pick him up.
Yeah, it was real fun. It was fun when I was in Tecumseh, ooh, and they came.
It's your old band.
Yeah, that was my old band, and my mom and dad invited
Terry goes by they.
Terry and his wife Cheryl, which my dad really likes to say. Terrell and Sherry. Oh,
nice.
That's really such a dad thing to say. That. Wait,
what about but Perry and Farrell, right?
Same diff.
A Harry Farrell child?
Harry Carey's child.
Didn't a Harry Farrell child start deep. Lollapalooza, or am I wrong?
No, you're right.
That's why it's called Lollapalooza. It's the only word you know how to say.
J.J. Pepper started Lollapalooza.
J.J. Peppers?
Anyway, yeah, go on.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just cute. They went on like a double date to see my band.
Terrell
and
Sherry.
And I'm also his goddaughter, I think. Or his goddaughter.
And he's also God.
I don't
God.
Know how that works.
I worship him.
It's something like that.
I think I'm his god.
His goddamn daughter.
And I'm also his goddamn daughter. That's what I say when
Terry's daughter, Molly.
Yeah.
Whoa. I'm my dad's goddamn son.
All right. Well,
no, you know.
Now that we've explored that topic, you guys want to answer some questions?
Do we have any?
We have a lot. No, we don't. Not too many.
Yeah.
Brandon Michael Lee just decided to ask 17.
If it's
we're not going to answer all of them. Can you have my phone?
Remember, I hope you all looked at the FAQ.
It's the fact.
Get with the facts.
Yeah.
By the way, quick shouts out to Corey Clifford, who wants to be a guest.
Yeah.
Does he?
Yeah, I ran into him earlier tonight.
Get him on the potty.
Yeah.
Catch him on the potty. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Rory. Shouts out to Rory.
Then, yeah, true. Yeah.
And Jim Cozy.
We'll sneak an audio recorder into a bathroom while he's taking a shit. And we'll be like, how do you like being on the podcast now? Is it everything you wanted?
Watch.
Cast on the pot.
Teach him a lesson.
Podcast.
Hey, if he smokes up, this will be a podcast.
Really show him what's what.
This is hilarious,
I've
guys.
I've been smoking pot today.
I'm addicted to fucking weed. This is Charlie.
Charlie.
Je suis.
So, this question begins with, hey, man. Got a 5-hour boner. I'm kidding.
This one again?
No. Hey, man. If walls could talk, what would they say? Should we limit it to one word?
Fuck. I'm going to think of a good one.
Too easy.
Nah. Is it one word or not one word?
I don't know. Whatever you want to do. What would walls say?
What up?
Did it say what up?
What up?
Yep.
It's my answer.
My wall would say, hope I don't get nailed today again.
That's honestly sick. I'm prepared to sign you right now.
Yeah, I've been signed already by a lot of people, so yeah, let's do it.
What if that was the thing in the music industry?
You're just collecting contracts.
Have you heard my album, The Wall?
You don't sign to one contract. You just keep trying to sign as many labels.
I'm currently signed to 5 labels.
The richest band is signed to like 60 labels.
The more contracts you have,
well,
the more
you know
money
they say
make.
The richest man isn't rich because of his money, but because of his friends. And my friends are my record labels.
And friends of your dad.
My friends are the friends of my dad.
My wall would say, like, yo, what's up? I know where Camp David is.
My wall would say, I know where the room
I
ends.
I know what
ends
happened.
At me.
I know what happened at Area 51.
Oh, wait, why does your wall say all this? Do you live in the White House?
It fucking knows, dude.
Oh, God.
Tons of secret meetings happen in my room. It's because I'm deaf, dumb, and blind.
I changed my answer. The what? Wall would say, the room ends at me.
Oh. Yeah, the room stops here.
That's a big thought.
It's also a very funny joke that I just said that you guys should probably be laughing at right now.
Should we sign you?
You already said it earlier.
You don't have to sign me.
You're already fucking signed, yeah, and I didn't get a laugh. Sign you.
Johnny, I know Anthony signed you, but I want to sign you too.
Okay, cool.
Fuck
cool.
You.
I'm collecting.
Our contract's canceled, so you might as well say
by the way, Evan,
each other out.
Can I just sign you for 1 minute?
All right, you got 1 minute.
Careful, I might have to sound you.
You're signed. You're signed for signing me, man. What if?
All right.
Usually signing each
other. My wall would say, you don't have to be tall to be straight.
My wall would say, happy birthday, because it's my Facebook wall.
Hey, dude. Hey, oh, guys, who am I? Oh, why did no one laugh at my joke about a wall?
Are you me?
Fuck yeah, dude.
I'm shining a light on whoever's funniest.
Yeah, I'm Sufi-ing Johnny right now.
This is so weird.
This is great.
This is such a weird podcast.
Can we go get a flashlight and just like
shine it around?
Keep podcasting with
that'd be cool.
Listeners, this It'd is like only funny for us.
Speaking stick.
Anthony keeps turning his phone at different people.
Did everyone answer that?
It's a real bright screen.
I didn't answer that. I think my walls would say, get a life.
Nice.
Anyway.
Mine was, you don't have to be tall to be straight.
That's boom. Pretty cool.
What's the next question?
This is from Alan.
Alan.
Alan God, Bag.
This is a very real question.
This is from Alan Bag.
Alan.
I wish every day it was from Alan Bag of Birdemic. Question.
All right. Shoot.
What was your first car accident experience? And how did it affect your life?
Oh, boy.
Apparently, I was in one when I was a baby that I don't remember, so I'm going to count first when I was driving.
Baby car accident.
So it didn't affect your life?
Probably not.
Or you tried to think of the first one when you were driving.
Yeah.
The only car accident, as far as I know, that I've ever been in was when I totaled.
Ugh.
I know.
Totally.
Yeah, dude.
I totaled the first car I ever had, which was.
Is it Denise?
Yeah, it was Denise. It was a 96.
Aziz?
My car,
damn.
Aziz.
You drove a 96?
It was a 96.
How are those 32s?
That's a cool looking car.
It was a great car. It was the one that was like the forest green with the red stripe on the side.
It was a forced kind of green.
Yeah.
It was like a Forrest Gump.
It was a little forced.
It was like a 4 out of 4 green.
I may not be a smart color, but I know what green is.
Damn.
Sorry. That's stupid.
There were trees growing in the car.
Okay, continue. What happened?
Well, no, I was
drove it off the wall.
Did you drive it off a cliff?
No, I wish. Well, no. So my before I totaled that car, my dream was to whenever my childhood dog died, which happened a couple of years later, I wanted to put the dog in the back of the car and push both of them into the ocean, and that never happened and never will. But
I'm glad you didn't. To push a car into the ocean.
Yeah, the ocean?
In retrospect, me too.
Yeah, you fucking freak.
You're gonna drive all the way to fucking Cali?
That's like a really epic thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very Boondock Saints of you.
I feel like until you get there and then you're just like trying to do it and you're just like, this is like not epic. Everyone is staring at me.
Yeah,
it's like
the
sketchy
end of,
as shit.
And then like later,
you look insane. You would look insane if
people later find. People later find like a car submerged in a dead
with
dog.
A dead dog.
And they're
the
just
back,
like,
yeah.
Somebody
what
just
happened.
Somebody
here?
Died.
Yeah.
Like somebody like killed themselves and their dog.
And then someone go like, I think that's a 96.
Forest
you know,
green with a
that's
red
actually
stripe.
How people planted.
That color's a little bit forced.
That's actually how people planted fake dinosaur bones.
Wait, so how did it get totaled and how did it affect
well,
your life?
It was kind of a rainy day.
Ugh.
And I was on Northwest Highway, which is sort of like a faster street.
It's one of the fastest streets, actually.
And I reached down into the passenger seat foot well to grab a water bottle, and I like came back up, and there was somebody stopping in front of me, and I braked, and I just kind of like hydroplaned right into them, and I didn't do that much damage, but the airbag went off, and that alone would have been a repair of like $1,500, which was way more than the car was worth. So
altogether, it was worth a pack of gum and a kiss.
Hey. Altogether now,
worth it.
I finally got the Beatles on my computer today.
I want to believe you so bad.
It's so true. I can show you.
So true.
What Beatles? All of it?
I don't know about all of it because I don't really know. But I got like all the albums, like the good albums. I didn't get like the first three.
Oh.
Got it from my boy Al. You can see the date added.
Al.
And it'll
bum.
Say today.
Al's a bum, man.
You have a friend named Al Bum. that's a good. What about you, Johnny, with a car accident?
He wouldn't be laughing. He would not think that's funny.
I'm very, very fortunate in that I've never been in a bad car accident.
Oh, God.
I have like two things that come to mind. None of them did any real damage to either me or the car. One of them, it was right after I got my driver's license and
license to drive.
My parents' driveway is, it's not like a super long driveway, but it's like long enough where like you, when you're backing out of it, you hit a point where you've like learned the curvature of your driveway and you can just kind of like do it really quickly.
Whip out. Yeah.
And I was really late for something, and I was backing out of my parents' driveway, and my aunt had parked in the center of the driveway, and I didn't realize it because I always would use my side view mirror instead of my rear view mirror to back up because I would just line it up with the corner or the side of the driveway, and I just kind of slammed into my aunt's car. You can still see the damage on my car today. I put a little hole in my bumper. It's not that bad on my car.
Nice.
But my aunt's car, it like crushed the radiator, and like it was like $1,500 that I had to pay.
Oof.
Like it was like right when I got my graduation money for graduating high school.
Dang.
So that happened, and there was also another time where I was driving. It was really rainy, and I was driving down a hill that had a turn at the bottom, and between the two lanes of the road, like there was like a crack in between them, and like my front wheel got stuck in the crack, and I like spun out into a guardrail, but there was no cars around, and my car was fine. Mm. But
maybe it was a ghost.
Over time, little things started breaking on my car. Like maybe a year late, maybe not a year, maybe like 6 months later, my air conditioning stopped working, and then my bumper started falling off all the time, and like just like little things like that, all stemming from just damage started from that spinning out. But otherwise, that was all when I was like 17 or 18. I haven't been, luckily, knock on wood, in any kind of car problem accident since then.
Same.
My car, like, the floor mats are really dirty, and I might need to get new shoes.
That's a crazy accident.
Because of the floor mats?
Yeah. I was in a car accident.
But it didn't affect my life, really.
Really recently?
Pretty recently. More like, careful. November. I think November I was in a car accident. It wasn't that bad. I just rear-ended a guy. It was when they had all those like ripped up sections of the street all over Chicago. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And so like people were just like coming to complete stops at in odd places.
Oh.
And like some people just kind of went through them. I would always just go through them, and some people just completely stop. And it was one of those things where it was just like, oh, we're in like the middle of an open road, and someone has come to a complete stop, and I don't have the time to stop. But my first car accident. I think it was the earliest one I can remember was New Year's Eve.
Drunk.
Like,
nice.
Well, I think the other person was drunk.
Drunk. Nice.
Because what happened was I was driving home from, I played a show that night. This was junior or senior year of high school. And I was driving home from Elgin.
Was this boy, boy sounds?
No, this was with, this must have been later.
What band?
Did I not get in a car accident? Or maybe I just went to a show. Maybe I just went to a House the Glory Vanderbilt show.
Oh, and somebody played a song about a car accident.
Yeah, I was driving home and a car was just like drifting into my lane and I didn't know what to do, so I drove off the road.
Whoa. That's
and scary. They drove off and I hit a guardrail and put a big hole in the front of my car. And all it did was break, like, besides like cosmetic damage, all it did was break the thing that holds the wiper fluid. But I didn't know that, and I was just like, shit, there's, like, fluid dripping from my car. And so I called my dad, and my phone immediately died. Okay. So I was just like, and I flagged down a car and got to borrow their cell phone, because it's Barrington, they trusted me.
I love it.
Well, you know, welcome to the real world.
I do, one funny thing that happened as a result, it's not that funny,
it's
but
hilarious.
As a result of my accident was that, like,
life is more precious to you?
Well, yeah.
That's a fucking joke, dude. That's funny.
But like 700 and what is it? Like 723 or whatever, like a week shy of
710.
Yeah. Like a week or two shy of 2 years after the accident, I get a thing in the mail about somebody.
Oh yeah.
bringing a lawsuit against me. And I'm like, what is going on here? So I open it and kind of like, as I'm reading, I'm like searching through my memory banks of where this name is from. And I realize it's the person that I had hit 2 years prior who like was just like, when it happened, was like the nicest, most apologetic. Like I was like probably 18 when the accident happened. And she was just like, oh, it happens to everybody. Don't worry about it.
You were such a flirt back then.
I was flirting hard.
Getting podcast subscriptions.
I was getting sued because I was flirting so hard.
For your podcast.
You're sued for being too hot.
Yeah. But
sex act.
But yeah, so I get a thing about how I'm being sued for like emotional distress and medical bills.
And let's be clear, like you've got a thing about being sued too.
Yeah. It happens to me all the time.
How many times have you been sued?
Just once.
Oh,
it gets somebody's him really pissed twice. Off though. Like he's no, got a thing.
Only once, but I mean, but my
emotional distress.
My insurance company settled it.
That's good.
But it was just they settled like, it by like giving, the weirdest thing.
By giving him
do you
a
know
Sufi.
What, like how much money she got?
I have no idea.
No, dude, she just got Sufied.
Fucking super.
It was whatever the amount was. It was like
a Sufi,
like the top tier that she could do. For whatever the circumstances were. So I remember my dad being pretty confident that it was just kind of like a money grab on her part.
I guarantee it was.
Love money, so yeah. Makes sense.
Love money, hate grabbing. Please just give it to me.
My first accident was I was with my entire family in a car.
You've been smoking
I've been
pot.
In an unfortunate amount of car accidents. But like the first one was not my family's fault. It was the fault of a drunk driver. And my whole family was in the car, and everyone got a little hurt. It was pretty bad.
I wonder if they were drinking and smoking pot.
Yeah,
How old were you?
Oh, I must have been like 7. Maybe a little late. Yeah, 7. And best part is I remember that was the first time in my life I thought, my dad sounds kind of stupid right now. Because the police came, and like, damn sure car was fucking bad. It's bad. We had to get a new car.
How'd you guys get hit? Was it like a T-bone incident?
Right on top.
I don't remember exactly. I just know that here's what my dad kept saying to the cop, and he sounded so dumb. He just kept saying,
am I being detained?
He was like, you know I'm filming this for my protection and yours. What's your badge number?
My person doesn't have it. I don't have a name. My person does.
Yeah, like, what the fuck are you saying, Robert Peterson?
What are you saying, Jay?
Did you see Robert Peterson's status today?
I was just going to ask you, yeah.
He had a status today. It's be like, does anyone know anyone with cancer? If so, have them talk to me. I have some information about a cure.
Literally.
What
that.
Kind of private world is he living in? But
he's saying to the cop, he sounds dumb.
He just kept going, I stopped. He didn't stop. And he just keeps saying that at any opportune time.
He was probably really shooken up.
Yeah.
I know, but I remember thinking, my dad sounds like an idiot. When I was a kid, I was shocked too, but for some reason that thought cut through of like, man, my dad certainly doesn't sound smart.
Yeah. Well, he was also driving, which is...
Yeah, and he was also drunk. No, he wasn't drunk. But just like, I loved hearing my dad just keep going. I stopped. He didn't stop. It sounded like a bad movie.
Did your dad talk like that?
He certainly was talking like that then.
I stopped. He didn't stop.
I stopped. He didn't stop.
I stopped. He didn't stop.
That's how, he kept saying that.
I didn't any stop. Blank, he stopped.
Any blank point in the conversation, he was going, I stopped. He didn't stop. And the guy who hit us looked like John Lovitz.
It was me.
Damn.
Anyway, that's Lovitz. That question. We answered that question a lot.
Looked like me.
All right, we have a fucking
question.
This is Andrew.
Oh, wait, don't open it. It's a virus.
Andrew.
Ooh, it's malware.
Andrew, long-time question asker.
Long-time question asker.
Recent personal friend. To True. Other to everyone, because he met everyone
to
except Adam.
All their friends. I've met him. I went to high school with him.
Oh, no, know. This isn't Cogswell.
Oh, okay.
Boom. This is
Damn,
Z-Tech.
Sorry, Z-Tech. I did not go to high school with you.
This is a two-part question.
Oh, gosh.
Used to these.
One part.
Do we need to give him a two-part answer?
Andrew, you're great, but the second part is just...
It's in the FAQ.
Yeah, it's in the FAQ. We're not... That's too vague of a question. Unless you guys want to answer it.
Well, I can't know that.
Here's
but
the first
I do know it's in the FAQ.
Yeah, I can't know that.
Here's the first one. What is the best musical performance you have witnessed in person?
I'm going to discount orchestras.
Okay.
And say Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum.
Ooh.
Mm.
Didn't see them, but I would have loved to.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you would.
Fuck you, dude.
Evan's got kind of a thing about that.
Evan loves and like wishing he'd seen a lot of stuff.
Rose-colored glasses.
Who doesn't?
Rose-colored glasses.
Rose-colored glasses, if I say so myself.
If I do say so myself. Rose-colored glasses.
If I may be so bold.
If I may be so bold.
Mine would probably be...
Rose-colored glasses.
Or a CEO. Fuck you, Evan.
Evan, what?
No, fucking forget it.
What was yours, dude? Fucking say it. We all want to know what it is.
What is
it,
you nerd?
All right, all right, all right.
Just don't say something stupid, dude.
Hey, I might. It was Sufjan Stevens in 2006.
Yeah, but like, was he any good?
Yeah.
Boom.
By that point, he hadn't really cut his teeth.
He had big, long teeth.
He was coming into his own, but he didn't cut his teeth.
He was coming.
Oh. What about you, John?
He was coming into his own.
I'm tempted to say when I saw Sufjan on the Christmas tour, that's definitely the most fun I've ever had at a show.
Yeah.
That's because you'd been smoking pot.
It was in 2012 after Silver and Gold came out. He played, did a Christmas tour. recently, the most I've been blown away at a show is probably the seeing Monobody play, actually. They're really, really impressive.
Mm-hmm. Go Monobody. Thanks, Al, for all that Beatles music.
Big ups.
Also, I'm trying to think historically. I've seen a lot of jazz bands that have been really, really impressive.
Spyro Gyra.
Oh, God. Yeah,
Return to Forever.
I don't know.
If your answer was Spyro Gyra, that would have been amazing.
Yeah, I just saw Mahavishnu Orchestra.
That's a tough question, but yeah.
There might be Giants in 2011. Honestly, I mean, my favorite band's Radiohead. I've obviously said Radiohead and Mogwai are my favorite bands of all time. I've seen both of them live. There might be Giants coming a close third. Fucking, they beat them all. The Miami Giants killed it at the Vic Theater. Mm. I saw them again, pretty much just as good at the Vic Theater again. It was so deeply entertaining. It was such a wonderful experience.
I think my number two would be Anathalo at that same Sufjan show.
Oh,
they played with a 10-piece trombone orchestra.
Oh.
It was perfect.
Yeah. Actually, when I'm thinking about it, probably one of the times I've seen the Mountain Goats. There was this one show where they just played like 85% of the set was just my favorite songs.
Wait, were you not thinking about it before?
I don't know. I've been to a lot of shows. It's hard to remember which ones are the best.
Oh, God, well, just please.
And now Anthony just gets up and leaves.
Yeah.
Bio break.
Is he a bio break or is he a bedroom break?
Yeah, he's a beta breaker.
Bedroom break is when you sleep for the night, guys.
I'm taking a bedroom break.
I got a beta fish, but I'm taking a break from it.
Well, what's the next question? Oh,
yeah, I'm here.
Anthony's gone.
He was taking a break from his beta fish. He's just not going to feed it. He's just not going to feed it for a couple weeks because he doesn't want to. He's taking a break.
It's appropriate that you have a beta fish because you're a fucking beta, dude.
fuck you. Here's the second thing. Here's the second thing, Andrew asked. What is an odd thing that's happened to you as of late? A bit vague.
I kind
of
like that.
All right, I'll answer it right off the bat. Today, I motivationally spoke to kids, and that's kind of been a goal of mine for a long time, but it was odd that it actually happened.
What about, demotivators?
How did it happen?
I was...
Uh-oh.
A
tech problem.
What'd you do, man?
You have to keep talking. Hello, I'm talking now. Talking. Rose colored glass.
This is very bad.
All right, just talk in my mic for a second.
Rose colored glasses, if I say so.
Well, no, you can tell a story because I know mine works.
Oh, okay. Well, here I am.
Just checking in.
So
it sounds so shitty.
So Molly works at a school called Noble Street College Prep.
And they're always looking for volunteers. Decadent for any reason. This is pretty cool. Fuck this, fuck this story.
Told your story.
I'm telling my story.
No, you're not. You're
get him.
I'm doing tech. We can ignore that for the real.
Get him. Right. Well, they wanted volunteers of any kind, and I told Molly that I've been thinking about trying to like speak in a positive way. You know, it sounds very vague. I specifically wanted to go to high schools and talk about drugs and alcohol at some point in my life. Oh, fuck.
What are you doing?
I don't realize how funny this sounds.
I truly don't. No. It makes me feel very stupid for telling this fucking story.
Oh, wait, it's kind of working. Oh my gosh.
Talking to it. Is it working still?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, long story short, I ended up talking to these kids. It was great. But it was very odd.
Timothy Green was there, who has an odd life.
Yeah. I don't know. That's an odd thing that happened. But it was a great thing that happened. It was just pretty odd. What about all of you?
Other girls were pretty and odd. Me?
Yeah.
Fucking just like tried to... On my way here today, because I don't have a doorknob on my door, I have to like stick objects in the thing to turn it, and my car key fits perfectly, which is enjoyable. Mm-hmm. But I accidentally walked out of my room and closed the door without my keys or without like the doorknobs that I have to stick in to turn it with, because they won't, like, you know, when they're in there screwed in, it'll rotate without doing it.
Yeah.
So I have to like keep them separate, and I had to
keep them separate. Ain't it?
Keep them separate. Ain't it? And so I tried to do it with a pencil, but then like the tip of the pencil broke off in it and jammed it in there, and I was like, oh no! But I was able to get it out with a chopstick, mm-hmm. And then I realized I keep a spare car key in my wallet, and I was able to open up the door. So that was just a little odd, a little bit of
stuck. Inside or outside?
Outside, and I was stoned because I had been smoking pot.
Where did you get a chopstick from outside?
Pot. Oh, no, it was like my bedroom door.
Oh.
Yeah. Like,
talk to your landlord.
Excuse me, landlord?
I'd like a beer, please.
I hit up my landlord for beer all the time.
What about you guys?
Pretty odd.
I honestly can't think of something off the top of my head right now.
I'll make you feel odd.
I had to cut a bike lock off my bike. That was odd.
Did someone else try and lock it to something?
No, I tried to lock it to itself and then lost the key.
I'll tell you something odd.
Oh, where's the key?
I don't know. Really don't know.
He locked it up and threw away.
Evan, maybe did you, swallow the key to hide it from people?
I could have.
Does any key work?
No, I tried a couple different ones and nothing happened.
You tried sticky keys.
Oh.
I tried using sticky keys.
You guys know what that is, right?
Yeah, shift times. 5 times.
Makes really funny sounds when you turn it on.
Two very different sounds.
What about you, Georgia? What's odd?
I recently went to a preteen clothing store to buy a slice of pie for my friend Benj.
What the fuck?
Why were they at a preteen clothing store?
I don't know if I want to know anymore.
Which one was it? Just
it was a place called Crush in... Lincoln, or no, in Roscoe Village.
Why were they selling pie?
Because Benj cleans the windows there, and they somehow were, it came up, where like, oh yeah, like, it's pie day, you can sell pies here.
He did give me a gig one time from washing windows where for $75, I just played in a paper store for 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, so he was selling pies in this place, it was like a store, like, that sells clothes to preteen girls. Ugh. Very weird store, but
they don't have money.
I bought a slice of lemon meringue pie from Benj, and it was fantastic.
Lemon meringue pie is my favorite pie.
Benj made. You should try his lemon meringue. It's incredible.
Wow, I like that, and I like key lime.
Yeah, but that was something weird.
That's extremely odd.
What do you like more, key lime or Keelan?
Ooh, gosh. I think I like Keelan.
That's a rough. That's a tough choice because key lime is one of my favorite.
That's
things.
A rough choice.
Oh, that was
I don't think I can compare a person to a pie.
That's not just a pie.
Pie in the sky, sorry.
It's a whole flavor. Will you stop shining that thing at me?
This whole like weird night vision of podcasting is really weird.
All right,
it's only night vision for you.
Next question.
Logan.
Logan.
First off, how did y'all celebrate 311 Day? Anyone?
I
don't remember.
By doing nothing.
I had a talk show meeting.
I had a regular ass day.
I did something, but I can't remember what. 311
Day.
It was a week ago today.
Week ago?
Oh, I went to Cole's open mic stand up.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
That was fun.
Did you tell a joke?
No.
What the fuck,
dude? I didn't listen to 311 either. I didn't.
It was a pretty bad stand up thing. There was one guy who was was talking about dogs having bar mitzvahs. Oh. That was incredible.
Was it good?
Oh, yeah, it was actually really good.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Everybody else sucked.
Oh.
You weren't there. You left before the guy. There was a guy who came out just like kind of like doing weird like physical humor and like had like he had like a handkerchief over his hand and then he was like trying like a magic trick. Whoa. And then he just pulls it off and he's just like flicking everyone off.
That's actually
like if you were there, I know you would have loved
That's
it.
That's great.
I can't remember his actual jokes, but I remember thinking he was also really funny. But that made me laugh real hard.
I found the subreddit vape tricks today.
Is that like
But one of the top rated things is a dude like, I've been practicing this for so long, you guys are gonna love it. And it's just like a guy on a webcam and he blows a cloud of smoke. And then, like, as it clears, he's just holding up his middle finger in the middle of the frame. It's great.
Is it the cable or the mic? So,
what if it's the channel?
It's not the channel, dude.
Is this good now?
No, it's not good.
I feel like... Did you take a pause?
Yeah, okay.
You're really making this episode grody.
Sometimes
night. I pour Coke and drink it.
Are we ready to answer the second part of his question?
How do you feel odd?
No, this is Logan still.
Oh.
Hello, Logan.
What is a band that you hate that everyone else seems to love? He's assuming that I hate a lot of bands.
That's actually kind of hard to think of bands I hate.
No, what is it? It can't be, is it?
What band like that
bands I hate?
Well, let's say dislike.
Yeah.
Dislike. That everyone else loves?
Yeah.
Maroon 5. Like
Zeppelin?
Zeppelin? Do you hate Led Zeppelin?
You said a dislike.
Oh, whatever. I'm sorry.
I don't hate Zeppelin. I think they're lame. Yeah.
That counts as dislike.
Man, we need a dislike button.
Or can we talk about bands that we haven't gotten into yet that a lot of people love?
That implies that we will,
Johnny. Well, I mean, that's how I felt about Radiohead for a while. Then I got really into Radiohead.
I don't like Joan of Arc.
Oh, weird.
Johnny and I were kind of talking about
Yeah, that. I saw Joan of Arc last night for the first time.
Oh, yeah?
I actually have no idea what that is.
It was 75% really good, 25% really shitty.
I saw this one band. Actually, it was Radiohead, and they were 100% white.
True.
Wow.
I can confirm.
They just kept playing white noise.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't know, Logan. I mean, like, maybe like a bunch of shitty garage bands, like the Orwells.
Yeah.
I feel like I dislike most bands, right? Doesn't everyone?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't know how many, how much of what you like, Adam, is bands.
No, but
you like some bands.
I don't know, like all metal bands. Don't like any metal except Sleepy Time.
What about Dream Theater?
Oh yeah, only when the lights are out, dude.
Turn the lights out. Fucking listen to Dream Theater.
Perfect date.
We have one more question left.
A long day of hunting. Back to the place for Lights Out, Dream Theater.
Perfect date.
It's a great date.
Oh, by the way, Brandon Michael Lee asked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 questions. We're answering none of them.
Give me number four.
Are any of them?
Give me number four.
Number four.
No, not one. Okay. Wait till he hit his stride.
Pick the one that you think is good.
Okay. The last one is am I asking too many questions?
pick the one that's the most Pepsi like.
Yeah.
Okay, what does Evan smell like right now?
Pepsi.
Okay. He smells like fucking Pepsi.
You smell like
Evan, I'll you take smell it. Like Pepsi.
Evan, you smell like Pepsi.
This last question is from Sarah. Hello, Sarah. Frequent Sarah. BSU boring status updates.
Sarah.
This I don't know if everyone will be able to answer. How do you like the song Blue Hawaiian by Pavement? Asking since the name of your podcast is Hawaiian Feeling. I like it just fine, Sarah.
I will say I do not know that song off the top of my head.
What album is that from?
I think it's fucking Slanted and Enchanted.
No, I don't like that album.
Well.
Pick another one of Brandon's.
They have a song called Blue Hawaiian.
Another one of Brandon's questions.
All right, this is the last question, and then we should probably wrap.
I like Blue Hawaii by Elvis. I've never heard a Pavement song before, though.
I wish it was an Elvis cover.
What do you think of Johnny Apps on that by Rage?
And Blue Hawaii.
We'll pick an easy Brandon Michael Lee question. Do you like dogs?
Yes.
Not all dogs. Go to heaven.
Damn.
Yeah, not all dogs.
And Brandon, go to hell. Go to hell, dude.
No,
Sufied.
I got roofied at the Sufi
Camp
concert.
David is its own special form of hell.
By the way, like Brandon Michael Lee, you're a great guy.
See you in hell.
Yeah, you're a great guy, Brandon. How about you calm down?
If you give one Sufi, you're going to hell. So I know I'm going to hell.
We love dogs.
Because I give Sufis all the time.
Where you at, guys?
Well, really? It's late. The lights are out. It's a really late podcast today, listener, so I'm sorry if we lost steam early. I think some of us were short on steam the whole episode.
Steamers.
This was, despite the tech talk, I think this was I think this is one of our better episodes.
Tech talk? I don't know. There weren't any like moments where we were all just going like, ha, 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 ha.
All right.
Are we ever going like that? luckily, one of us.
You look the way that you're lying right now. Like from my perspective, it looks like where your knee, like the tops of your knees, is where your hips start. And
I can
you just
say
look
that
like, oh. You look like a tiny man doing the craziest laugh.
I can say so that weird. I hope that never happens.
Oh boy!
What you been up to, Evan?
Chilling.
Oh god.
What, man?
He wishes you haven't been chill, dude. Did you hear that? He wishes you were stressed.
He wishes you a Merry Christmas.
Tony's pissed because I'm chill.
Tony won't let me chill.
No, I've been I've been working a bunch. I think this freelance gig that I have right now is going to wrap up in the next probably week, maybe two.
Two to 4 hours.
That,
I'm getting all my ducks in a row to start looking for other stuff.
With Claire's thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ugh. Claire R.
Nice. Claire R 404.
Claire R.
I've been waking up early and meditating a bunch. That's been really nice.
If you found God.
Well, I don't believe God's like an old man
God,
with a beard.
I think God's in all of us.
I think God's in all of
us. Do you just in the morning do you meditate?
Yeah, well, I ideally try to do it twice a day, like right when I wake up and then right before I go to bed.
And you kind of like just sit there and clear your mind and just focus on breathing?
Yeah, I do it for like 10 to 15 minutes, depending on whatever my phone is set to.
Do you find it helps you
as I think
person?
So. Yeah, I've it helps so far from what I've observed. It's helped my focus throughout the day.
Mm.
And otherwise, it's just kind of a nice repose from like my brain just going all the time. All
right, I'll try it.
I'm convinced.
All right, I was meditating and I realized that God is an olive and you need to just get pitted.
I was meditating and I realized that God was on top of the world, baby.
Anything else, Evan? I'm so tired.
Oh, my God.
No, no, I'm going to end it right there.
Actually?
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
God's just a hot little number. God's a...
What about you, John?
The hot little potato.
I became a top dog.
Or a gamer.
This week I became the leader of my field. So damn. That's nice.
That's so sick. Wow. I finally got in the top percentile.
I'm
oldest.
I found out that I have an IQ of 146. I absorb the world as I see it.
Nice. That's nice.
I've been working, been recording.
Mm-hmm.
Getting frustrated with recording.
Yeah.
Tech.
Yeah, we can't veer too much into tech, Johnny.
I know.
Well, you can.
Biking, it's been nice, finally.
Yeah.
So I've been actually biking more often, which is nice. Otherwise, it's been same old shit, different day.
That's awesome.
That's fucking good, dude. So, yeah.
Anthony, you sound like you've lost some steam. Are you okay, bud?
I feel very tired, but I feel very happy to say what I'm about to say.
What time did you wake up
this
morning?
What are you doing,
Toner Boner? Dude, I fucking had one of the best days of my life today.
Boom.
I think, actually.
Was it better than the show at the Metro?
What? House of Blues, you mean?
House of Blues, that's what I meant.
I don't know.
Today?
I don't know. That was also one of the best days of my life.
Today was better than sex.
Nice.
Is that good?
It lasts longer.
I don't know.
Boom.
It's been sick. I mean, fucking, I've been dressing nice. I've been cooking. I've been scootering. I just got a full-time job. I'm doing a talk show. I'm speaking motivationally to kids. I got a sick island show coming up. Got two sick Shul shows coming up. It's fucking doing a show at the Annoyance and fucking kicking it. I'm just feeling dope.
Oh!
Well, plus you've been smoking pot.
Finally. Yeah, right. I'm now physically addicted to weed.
Now you can smoke weed in public. Everywhere.
Adam, I don't know. That's great. And I've been spending a lot of time with Maul too. Hence the cooking.
Which Maul?
Molly. All right. What else? Oh, Adam?
It's been a nice week. That's been like 2.5 weeks. Like 2 weeks.
Oh, that's true.
This,
since
right?
Boys Cruise, no shoes.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It was like fucking winter when we did that, and now it's spring.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. It's really nice. I live. Like right across the street from Humboldt Park, so I
yeah, we took a little walk through there the other day.
I walk through like every day. It's great. I've been checking up on this dead bunny to see what it looks like.
How's it doing?
It hasn't really changed much. Waiting for like kind of step two of the process. Like you can't really see if it has a head.
Yeah.
Al poked it with a stick and then felt really weird about doing that, so he stopped. It's been oh,
or a CEO.
Try that laugh again.
Or
I think let's just end with this weird.
I know it sounds shitty when Anthony says something and Adam starts laughing.
Anyway, what a deeply strange ending to this episode.
Can't wait to hear this on the other side.
Are we
going to call it?
Let's pop it.
Ow. No way.
Out of here. It's been.
I got to go smoke some pot.
I'm going to go smoke some pot in the bathroom so nobody finds out.
I packed this bowl 1 hour ago, and it's burning a hole in my pocket.
No, keep it off, dude. Let's just go straight to sleep. My pot is burning away.
Santa Monica, even Beverly Drive.
Jams too, of course. Thankful is an old one.
Episode 19. Was it episode 19?
This is 20? This is the 20th episode. Damn.
Oh, no, I'm recording again.
Episode 20. Thanks for listening.
20 great weeks. Spread out over like a year.
When did we start this? What? Was it a summer? When did we? Okay. Coming up on the 1 year since started. We'll check it out.
Settle down on my love.